find that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Protect your engine like never before with Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. Now with 20% more cleaning agents, no other gasoline protects better.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the range.
You guys hear about Whitney Houston?
But I no way.
You doing an album?
He's dead.
What?
Just yeah. Rover.
Yeah. Ooh, you have that just rolled out of bed smell.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, probably need to clarify. It was just a joke. We know she's dead. So I hear that. And I go, this is a rerun. That happened a couple of weeks ago.
Gold at my feet.
Not a rerun, folks. It's the 5th of March. That proves it right there that we're live.
Well, that could be 5th of March of 2011, though.
Yeah, but it's Whitney Houston didn't die. 5th
of March 2012. No, I said it. That's live. I know it's live.
Well, you could have just said that for a later date. You know, you could have recorded this last year and just said...
They'll never know.
Today. They'll never know.
They'll never,
you're right.
Even if I said it's 49 degrees right now. Could have been, any other day could have been 49 degrees.
Right.
But if I say it's 49 degrees and it's March 6, 2012. Eh,
March 6th?
March 5th, rather. You got me all screwed up. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Wow, we are on tape.
Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Dan, did you get John Londo's text? He wants to go in at 3:30. Did you get that?
I did not.
He just sent me a text. See, this guy, let me tell you something.
Boy.
I don't know who he thinks he is. He
runs the radio station.
Yeah, he's not the general manager. He sends me a text just now. I'm looking at it. Here it is. Could we do the commercial at 3:30 today? Send a message to Dan. 45 minutes ago, he said. So this is the incompetence of Dan. But this is also why we like Dan, because he's so completely incompetent. So, yes, I think we can arrange that. This is pretty much it. It's about the last time.
I wouldn't put up with that much longer.
Manipulate us. Well, what do you think I should do? Should I just tell him no?
Yeah, say sorry. Sorry, John.
Sorry,
the
John.
Show has already been
don't
scheduled
tell us
for today.
We can't make special accommodations for you.
I mean, we spend all the time preparing.
It throws the
15
preparation.
15-minute block.
Throws the preparation off.
Yeah.
Because when we do our run-through for the show,
right,
which starts at noon, we do a three-hour run-through.
Right.
And we have the breaks, and we simulate, you know, we pretend like, oh, I'm John. You kidding me? You know, we play the part of
right.
John. And we have it all timed. Now it's completely thrown.
We had it set at 4:30 today, and now he's saying what? He wants to move it to 3:30?
Well, I'll just tell you this, folks, if the show is really horrible today, this is why. We've been thrown off, completely thrown off. Good afternoon. Welcome. Glad to have you on board. Burke's segment, do we have anything? It's been a... I'll tell you what, this is a quick weekend. It seemed like it was only three days long for me.
Well,
it was 3 days long.
I'm not going to go on and on about the band, but I do have to thank, we had so many people there that came out that listened to the show. It was shocking.
There are 10 times as many people listening to this show as the ratings would ever show. The ratings for radio, and any station in this town will agree, is a joke. It's a complete joke. You advertisers, if you buy your, you make your radio decisions based on what you think the ratings are from the one pitiful ratings system that we have, you are very foolish. It is a complete joke. I've always said that if we're number one, it's a joke. If we're number five, it's a joke. If we're number seven, it's a joke. If they knew how the ratings were taken, they would go, are you kidding me?
Yes.
But you know, the thing is,
you
know how nice the people are that go on our trip.
Sure.
Well, we met a bunch of these people the other night, and they're just like that. They're all really nice people and friendly, and they want to say hi. And
that's AM and the PMers for you.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say, hey, thank you people for coming out.
Nice.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Good idea.
Nice to meet you. And
so nothing else? No, nothing.
I got to babysit for a little while.
That's not interesting.
Oh, it was fun. It was the first time at my house. I took a ton of pictures, too, every time I had my picture.
Don't show them to us.
Well, you know, babies, please. They kind of act like they're going to smile. You know, you don't really know if it's a smile.
They're probably,
but it happened so fast. So I sat there with my finger on my camera with the button halfway depressed, just waiting for her mouth to twitch.
I'd like to give some advice to new parents and new grandparents. Here's something not to do.
Yeah.
Get somebody that, come here, Sam, I want to show you something. And you take your cell phone out. It used to be pictures. Now it's a cell phone. I just see my new grandbaby or my daughter, my son. We just had our baby. Let me tell you, when they act interested, that's it. They're acting interested. They are not interested. They go, oh, he is so, oh, wait, look here. Here, I have him. This is where he's holding a rattle. And look, he's making a face like, ha, ha. And you go, yeah, that is so cute.
That looks totally different than every other baby that's out there.
I'm just telling you the truth. Most people won't tell you the truth. My wife got so mad at me. We were somewhere, and somebody said, oh, I want to show you some pictures. And I said, no, thanks. And we got home.
You almost have to suffer through it. You can't.
We got home. And you know what? She was going to cut me off of sex. But since you remember, we don't have sex anymore.
Right.
So she couldn't do that. So she said, well, then I'm not going to cook for you. And then, wait a minute. Then she remembered she didn't cook anyway. And I'm never going to clean it. No, we have somebody do that. It's hard for her to take anything away. But boy, was she mad. She said, that was so rude. And I said, let me tell you something. At some point, people need to be told that what they're doing is irritating. And nobody wants to see it. We just don't. Because it's not a picture. It's a vacation. And all the pictures. Here, this is where we took her with the cutest stroller. Look at this stroller. We found this at Target. And it's one of those big double wheels. You put two kids in. And we took... And look here. Here we are with the Grand Canyon. And you're sitting there thinking, shut up.
But they did ask,
pictures
right?
away.
They said, would you like to see some pictures?
Well, by the time they say that, they've already got them up in front of you. Showing
right.
them to you.
Yeah. And you
but
said
you
no.
said no. Yeah, see this?
I said, no, I still don't see him. And that's why I get a reputation for being mean.
Right.
And I'm not mean. I'm just honest. There's a difference.
Well,
there's a
most
difference
people
between
would
mean.
Just go along and just say,
well, I'm just okay. not most people.
That's,
I just,
that's
I don't,
sure. That's I don't sure.
Want what was we, the look we, on their face?
Stunned.
Right. They're not expecting anybody to say
And the look of, I never want to talk to you again, and I'll never invite you over for dinner, and I don't want to be your friend, and that's okay, because I don't want to be friends with somebody who's going to show me their pictures. I don't want to do that. I think I told you not long ago, we had a couple. There was some opera in town. It was a real opera. And they called and said, we have tickets to the opera. Would you like to go? And I said, no. And they said, oh, okay. And, if you've got something else going. I said, I don't have anything else going. I just don't want to go. I said, I can't stand the opera. And I would be wasting two tickets. And I hung up. My wife said, who was that? And I said, that was Craig. And his wife has these tickets, and they're going to the opera, and they ask if we wanted to go. And she said, what did you say? I said, no, I don't want to go. She said, did you say it like that? And I said, yeah. I said, I added, I hate opera. There, that's it. It's over. It's honest. It's over. Done. Because if you act like you would love to have gone, but, oh, man, we've got another commitment, you know what's going to happen? The next time an opera comes, they're going to ask you again. And now you got to find a way out of it. Just shut it down. I don't want to go to the
but
opera.
But you would get your feelings hurt if you were to ask somebody.
What if you would have said, that is very kind of you to ask.
I just got a text. Look at this. Here's a text. Here's a text from John Londoff. Uh-oh. Why are you making fun of me? I have feelings.
Wow. Does the text say it like that?
You added the voice.
I enhanced it.
I do have a little good news, though.
Well, let's hear it.
And it pertains to everyone.
All right.
This coming Sunday is daylight saving time.
Woo! That's right.
Yeah,
so that means when we go home, it's going to be light.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
It's already light a little bit when we leave at 6. And
the
so
only
now
thing
we'll
I don't like about
hour.
That is when it gets dark early, Tina and I like to go out and park in the parking lot sometime. It's dark.
Yeah, I guess we're just going to
have
to wait.
It's going to be too light, and people can see us.
I'll be darned.
I hate it when that happens.
One quick thing.
All right. Here's
Thank
our control board operator, Eon the Peon.
I don't know if you heard, but we had some more celebrity phones that were hacked, apparently, over the last couple of days.
Phones?
No. Yes,
with
celebrity
boobage,
phones.
Right?
Well, I was going to get to this.
Boobage.
That's why he read the story.
But both, yes. Well, I did more than just read the story. I did some investigation. But of course, both agents or whoever their people are saying that these aren't real pictures, but I'd like to believe they are. But it was one of them was Christina Hendricks. Hendricks from Mad Men.
Yep. Yeah.
And so she has some photos where I believe one she just has a shirt on. You can't see anything down below, but she just has a shirt on.
That's it.
And then there were two other kind of seductive looking pictures. And then the one of the girls that were out, her face isn't in it. So it's hard to tell if it's her picture.
If a person wanted to see them, and I don't, let me make this clear.
Yes.
Okay, I think this is...
Not when you have a wife like you have.
No.
Right.
Exactly. With a wife like mine, I have no desire. But if a person wanted, a sick person wanted to see these, how
or
would they
to,
do that?
I believe you would just Google Christina Hendricks leaked... Leaked photos. Yes, hacked photos, either one.
Okay, and it's Christina.
But why would she have a picture of her boobs on her
own phone?
Because
she's got a great pair of them. Why wouldn't you have a...
Why would you ever take a picture of your naked body?
Why would any girl take a picture?
Why would any woman
do that?
You take it on your own phone to send it to somebody. You got to take it to send it.
Who would do that? That is so stupid to do
something like that. Apparently a lot of people do it, because this isn't the first time. Look at Scarlett Johansson did it.
Remember last week I read the survey? And it said 57% of women have had nude or topless pictures taken of themselves. 57%.
That's how you women trap.
And now that's probably how they're, that's how they're going to take them into their phone.
How do we trap them? How would that trap a guy?
Because when a guy sees something like that,
it's hypnotic.
Yes,
he's under a spell.
You go, okay, whatever you want.
Do you want me to go to the opera? Yeah. All right.
So you don't understand. You don't understand
the power you have.
Yeah, we are completely powerless. It's like the energy to do anything but whatever you want is sucked right out of it.
It's BP power.
We'd walk off the edge of a cliff if you said, over the edge of this cliff is a picture of my naked body. Yeah. We just walk right over like
all
a lemming.
Right.
But the other one, it's not just Christina Hendricks. The other one is Olivia Munn. And I don't know if you know who she is.
I've always
thought she was very attractive. She's an exotic looking brunette. I'm trying to think of what you have seen her on.
She was on a couple short-lived sitcoms.
Yes. Google that one, too. Or not you, but anybody that wants to. Just Google.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to do it.
Olivia Munn, M-U-N-N, hacked photos. And that's another one. She has, and hers are a little more descriptive, I would say, because they're different photos of her in different lingerie and stuff like that. But she's also put, she's put some,
investigated.
There's some words on some of these pictures that she maybe had sent to a guy she was dating at the time when her phone got hacked. And there's some very descriptive things on there, if you'd like to, different sexual.
And her name
sexual...
again for someone other than me who might want to look into that.
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn. All right. That's for those of you who might want to look at that. And not
or not.
Me. Not me.
Right.
I have something.
Okay, here's Dan Strauss, everybody.
I got a ticket Friday night.
For?
Running a red light. Actually,
you should have. You could have killed somebody.
No, it was the point. It was at a point where.
Oh, don't try to justify.
He's going to.
I'm going to justify. I was at a point, and even the cop kind of justified it too. I was at a point when the light changed, where you could either slam your brakes on or gun it and go through. I started to put my brakes on and then thought, I'm not going to be able to stop, so I went through. Right when I crossed the line, the light changed red, and there was a cop sitting right there waiting for his light to turn green, which did when I was in the middle of the intersection. And I looked over and saw him and just pulled over and waited for him.
Take us through it. He walked up the car. Did you roll your window down?
I had my window rolled down.
Roll the passenger window down, too?
No, I had...
You should do that.
Really? You should do that?
Always do that. No, always do both.
Really?
Yes.
I had my window rolled down, and I had my dome light on and my hands on the steering wheel with my license in my hand.
And that says to me, guilty, right there. Trying to overcompensate for guilt. Now, and then how did he approach you? What did he say first?
You say, do you know who
I am? I said, you have any idea?
You better think twice, copper.
Yeah. I'm on the way.
No, what did he say? He spoke first.
I'm on the way to a gig, buddy.
I'm in a band.
I got music to play.
I was on my way to a birthday party.
I'm on the brink of stardom.
And so, he walked up and he said, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" And I said,
"And you said,
I
yeah, you're a dirty stinking cop."
Yeah, I said, "I know exactly why
keeping
you pulled
the man
me
down."
Over. I said, "I know exactly why you pulled me over," and then he said, "I saw you break," and he goes, "I think you could have stopped." He goes, "I saw you break and then just gun it to go through," and he goes, "That's why." So
you said, "Yeah, what are you going to do about it?"
Yeah.
Now, yeah. What did you say?
You and whose army?
Yeah, nothing. What did you say?
I said that's exactly what happened. I said I did.
And what did he say?
Well, tell the rest of the
story.
Yeah,
just tell us what happened.
Tell the name dropping you pulled.
Oh, you did? Come on.
Oh,
don't
tell me. He has relatives that are police officers?
Yes.
Did you throw that one out there?
Ooh. I hope this guy gave you a
ticket.
Did you get a ticket?
I said it after
Do you know
fact.
So-and-so?
Did
he
you
said,
get
would it
yes,
help
I
if I told you?
So you did get a ticket.
I did get a ticket after the fact.
After the fact.
After he walked back up and I told him I had someone in the family, and he says, "I wish you'd have said something before." Back there.
Oh, well, that doesn't seem right. That just because you have a police officer in your family,
by the way, you could be
treatment.
Making that up. Anybody could say that. My cousin, my first cousin, is a cop. Anybody could say that.
Yeah, I'm going to use his name and say he's my brother-in-law.
Tina, you don't need to do that. Just unbutton the two top buttons on your blouse.
Yeah, do a Christina Hendricks.
I tried that too.
So, how much? Do you know?
I have no idea.
How much over were you? Oh, you ran a light. You weren't speeding.
Yeah, no.
So you don't know how much the ticket's going to be?
No.
None of that?
No.
It should have the fines on the back of the ticket, doesn't it, or the envelope?
I have no idea. I didn't look at it.
It's always a big mystery what you're going to have to pay.
It's a computer printout. They have computers in their car.
You might want to place a phone call right about now. I think we're supposed to have somebody on here. The man that texts.
Ah, that's right.
Oh.
Be a good idea to do
He's
that
probably
now.
Sitting there
since
with...
It's
Bated
exactly
breath.
The time he wanted to come. Hey, I can't believe that they would make a news story out of Queen Elizabeth having long-term IBS. This just doesn't seem right to me. It said, and I heard it, you know, this Prince Harry, he's on a tour down in the Caribbean, a 10-day jaunt.
No, I didn't hear that. What's
and,
he doing?
And he representing the Queen, and they said, and this is the exact words, Queen Elizabeth has been on the throne for 60 years.
Oh.
That is one bad
That's
case
rude.
Of IBS.
Wow.
He's going to have a ring around her butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been on the throne for 60 years. Boy, that's why she looks so all uptight.
Puffy.
And
she's
yeah,
gonna get
puffy
some royal hemorrhoids.
And she is going to have a ring around her butt. That's true. And we have a bunch of other stuff to talk about, too. Did you get our guy on the phone? I don't see a message.
Not yet. I'm waiting.
Okay. The other thing that has happened here is this guy, Steve Bridges. What a shocker. Now you may not think you know who Steve Bridges is, but I can almost guarantee you if you watch any TV at all, you do. This was the guy who first came to my attention on Jay Leno as President Bush, and he looked exactly like President Bush after they made him up. In real life, he didn't look like him, but it was one of the most incredible makeup jobs.
Oh, prosthetics. He'd do,
yes.
And
his gestures and the shoulders, and he became George Bush. Then what really stunned me was when I saw him as Barack Obama with the dark makeup and the prosthetic. He looked just like him. And then I understand he also did Bill Clinton. He's dead at 48.
Yeah.
48. Cool. And this guy, what a career. I mean, corporate events and in demand for... He even had they had... I've seen pictures of him online with George Bush Jr., the younger George Bush, next to each other. Looked like identical twins. And just as was the case with that Andrew Breitbart. They said natural causes. He was 47. This guy's 48, and they're also saying natural causes. That's not natural to die at 47 or 48. So Steve Bridges, that was quite a surprise. We have John Landoff Jr. on the phone with us now. Let's all say hello to him. Hello, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
It's a large morning show in the afternoon, John.
Oh, well, hello, everyone in the large morning show in the afternoon. How are you?
We're great.
Good, John.
We're really
good. John AM and the PM.
Well, we know that. We know that. For those who don't know, Mr. Landoff is a Chevy dealer. He's the Chevy dealer. Someone else may claim to be the Chevy dealer. He is the Chevy dealer. Just want to make that clear, in case we have any new listeners.
And why would I be the Chevrolet dealer, Frank?
Well, several reasons. Reputation, history, track record, longevity in the market, 60-plus years, business started by your father, integrity, sheer numbers of sales over the years, and repeat business generation to generation of people in families who continue year after year or every two or three years to buy Chevy after Chevy after Chevy. That's what makes you the Chevy dealer. It's a combination of things.
Holy cow.
I don't think I could have said it any better.
Neither.
It's not just about numbers and volume. It's about history. It's about charity. It's about reputation. And it's about, there's one other thing, one other factor I'm going to throw in here. Interaction with customers and the ability to show your appreciation for their business.
Thank you so much.
I'll vote for you.
I wish you would run for office. No, but I mean, you know, what you've said is the truth. I just, at least two or three times a day, walking from one building to the other and talking to our packed waiting room, great customers, just talking and having fun with them.
Can I say stop?
I don't know what TV programs are watching, but whether it's Judge Judy or there's another program with another judge, and I mean, just, you know, this like really funny stuff they're watching on TV, but they're really just wanting to, you know, get back in their cars and get back home. But
I have a quick observation.
It's
a positive one. Don't take this the wrong way. There was a time when you didn't say the word building properly. You said bidding. Because we own a bidding lot, you just said building.
Wow.
Remember that Elizabeth?
Yeah.
He fixed that.
It's like regular,
you know,
radio.
I never thought until I, you know, started getting on the air with you that I had a speech impediment, but now that you've set everyone's attention, I've been seeing a doctor.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Well, he's done a good
Schwartz.
Job.
He's doing a great job.
Dr. Schwartz, he's done a great job. He really has.
Because I have to go in and say Dr. Schwartz. Dr. Schwartz, I mean, I just...
Wait. Wait a minute, sir.
What was that accent?
I don't know.
What was that? Dr. Schwartz.
Was that a speech problem there?
I think he was trying to do some dialect or something.
Oh.
I couldn't pick it up.
Oh, you're so funny, Ian. But no, yeah, thanks for making fun of my speech impediment, but that's okay. You know, before I started doing this program, I didn't have to go see a therapist. I have to go see a therapist now, too. So hope you're happy, Frank.
Most people that listen to our show or that are on our show have to go see a therapist.
I'll tell you something that will make you happy, and it was in USA Today. And I'm scrambling here. Hang on. If I can find it, and even if I can't find it, and it was essentially the number. They had the actual percentage, and I know as soon as we're finished, I'll find it. But it was the increase this year as compared to this time a year ago in the sale of Suburbans. And they said that in the article that car sales in general are up, and that this gas thing that evidently people have sort of learned now not to knee-jerk react and get spooked and run, that let it settle. And the whole article was about how people are, and they mentioned Suburban specifically because of the increase in sales this year. How about that?
Unbelievable. It's the truth. When gas had a little adjustment up a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
We sold more Suburbans and Tahoes and four-wheel drive pickups than we had the two or three weeks before. And, you know, most of the consumers are just, it's time. You know, a lot of people have held on to their car and truck for 2 and 3 and 4 years longer than they normally would. And then when it comes time, it comes time. And there's some great deals. Interest rates, again, are just at an all-time low. Certified rates at 2.9, 1.9. New cars and new trucks. You can take the rebate and still get a 2.9 or a 3.9 rate. And to get those rates, you don't have to have impeccable credit right now. The lenders are being very aggressive. Let's face it, they sat on their hands for a few years. They had to. They were concerned what was happening in the marketplace. Well, just as I always said, nobody predicted this, you know, near depression, and no one's going to predict when we're coming out of it. The consumers of America, the consumers of St. Louis, are going to tell us that they want to come out and buy a new car, a new truck, a pre-owned car, a pre-owned truck, and then homes and new housing starts, and there will be a lot of good things, I think, that happen this year. If politicians kind of get out of the way and just let it happen, just let it take hold. How about this crazy weather? There have been over 100 tornadoes already.
The good news is warm weather. The bad news is it's not the norm, and you pay for it, like what has happened southeast and. Yeah, and set tomorrow, the high, 71 tomorrow. Not good. Yeah, not good. Seems like a good idea.
We love it, but you're right. I mean, and then again, we had hail here Friday morning, and, you know, everyone's checking the lot out, and we're lucky. We had no damage whatsoever. We took a car in trade that had some hail damage. So one of the great adjusters from MIC, Motors Insurance Corporation, a division of GM, he came up. Dan Childress is his name. Dan came up, and he said, "You got hammered." I'm like, no, we didn't.
No, he's talking about probably your behavior when you're at the convention, Chevy convention.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I'm fine.
You know, I'm in the middle of a really good story.
Good. I'm listening.
I feel bad now. Go ahead.
You were on the edge of your seat, weren't you, Tina?
Hurry up.
When we last left you, when you said that he said to you, you got hammered. Take it from there.
Hammered, that was, you know, hail.
Yeah,
and I said, no, we didn't. It just happened that was a car that we traded for. That's the first car that he got out of his car, and he looked at it and he said, "Oh my God, your cars are, how many do you have in inventory?" I'm like, "Vita." So he didn't get hail. A little bitty light storm, but it's still still concerning that there's some threat for a crazy weather later this week. But in Indiana, they got snow after a tornado. I mean, that's just it's not right.
I watched Lester Holt from NBC doing a live shot from down in Indiana showing the tornado damage, and as he's doing it, snow started falling. And he looked up and he said, "How about this?" And now it's snowing. It's weird.
I like him. I think he does a good job.
He's a guy who works all the time. Lester Holt's on like 7 days a week. He's kind of like me. Well, wait a minute. No.
And he's a bass player. He's a really good bass player.
That's right. He is a bass player.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But Frank, how many days a week do you work now?
It's up to four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't exhaust yourself.
Yeah, but that's not like the behind-the-scenes stuff that you do all the time.
No.
It's what the folks don't see, the hours right. that are put in.
Tina, what are you kissing up for?
It's like 8 days a week, man.
Oh, my God. Behind-the-scenes stuff. Well, here's one thing. We are not behind the scene. At Lawndorf Chevrolet, we're up front. We're here for our customers. We want to make sure that your experience is a great experience. If not, you can reach us by phone, by email. We will respond. We will take care of you. We don't want to sell you just one car or two cars. Like you said earlier, we want to sell you many vehicles. We want to take care of your transportation needs, your service needs, and can't be any prouder of my service operation, the service department, Bruce Weiner, Billy Lee, the team. Some unbelievable technicians. They do a great job. They're just committed to making sure that we work as hard as we can to fix your car or truck right first time in here.
In case Bruce Weiner is listening, I doubt that he is. He's working hard, but I just want to remind everybody I did beat him by one stroke on the golf course in the Dominican Republic.
That's all right. He's going to rematch. We want to rematch, and this time I'll be playing with you, so we'll get out and play 18 holes some morning. Okay?
We can do that. You want to give us a phone number?
I would love to. It's 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, and 24/7 365 at lawndorf.com. And I wish Tina would sing the jingle for me right now because I haven't heard it in a while.
Go ahead, Tina.
Johnny Lawndorf Chevrolet.
Wow. No rehearsal, no planning, just boom, cold.
I reach out. John Jay, AM and the PM listener, bought and sold a car this weekend. Mary Ann Daly. Richard Netzer, I cannot tell you how many people came in this weekend, several, to buy vehicles that listened to us on the air, listen to you. And last but not least, a good customer, good friend of our sales manager, John Malloy, but a great customer, Chris Seaman. He listens every day. Chris does.
It would be easy to jump on that with a joke, but we're not going to do it. Because Chris is just an easy name to pick on.
Yeah, it just is.
Yeah, you know, Chris, Chrissy, Christopher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Mary, Christmas, you know. Yeah, but we're not going to do that. John, they're on the way even as we speak.
Frank, thank you so much, and to your hardworking crew, team.
That's us.
It means so much to us here at Lawndorf Chevrolet and our customers. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, John.
Girls. Bye. Yeah.
You know, I hate that. Chris Seaman, for example. You know that when he was in school, hey, Chris, that's a girl's name.
Yeah,
you,
hey,
you
Chris.
You know they made fun of his name. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know they did.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah, I know. I watched a TV show. There's a girl named Chris on it. Yeah. What's your last name? Kringle. Chris Kringle. Yeah.
Yeah.
So to Chris Seaman, we'd say, hey, thanks for the business, and we're not going to make fun of that name Chris. You're not going to hear us doing that.
Nope.
We'll take a break, though. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. It looks like we've got a little bit of slow traffic on northbound 255 between 157 and Highway 15. They were doing some road work there. Also, slow traffic on westbound 40 now between 270 and Mason, and they have cleared an accident that was on Highway 61 northbound near Truman Boulevard. This traffic report is brought to you by Nissan Parts and Service. Your local Nissan dealer now offers express service oil change at select locations. $28.95, no appointment needed, 30 minutes or less, or your next one's on them. Visit your nearest Nissan dealer for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Star Coins and Stamps. They want to give you money. Top prices paid for gold and silver and platinum, jewelry, coins, even scrap metal. Aggressively buying rare coins, gold and silver coins, paper money, U.S. and foreign stamps, proof sets, flatware, and more, and free verbal appraisals. Just bring your merchandise in. They're going to give you an honest estimate. They're going to pay you right on the spot. It's Star Coins and Stamps, 500 South 5th Street in St. Charles, next to Dollar General. Again, the number is 636-949-2203. Family-owned since 1958, A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, with a veteran, highly respected staff. The owner, Nancy, wouldn't have it any other way. Again, free verbal appraisals on the spot. They'll give you an honest estimate. They'll pay you right then. And if you want to buy collectibles, they sell solid gold and silver coins and a huge variety of collectible items. Stop in and check out the displays and ask about any other collectibles you're interested in purchasing at Star Coins and Stamps. Ask for the Big 550 special, Star Coins and Stamps, 636-949-2203.
Ah, yes, the sounds of summer. Or it could be the sound of giant cicadas flying right through the holes in your screens. Ah! Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to get a jump on the bugs and inspect your window and door screens for holes and damage. If your screens are worn or need repair, bring them to Schnars Hardware. Drop them off, and our skilled repair staff will install new screening and repair any damage. Then you can keep the delightful sounds of summer where they belong.
Not in my house.
In your backyard. Not in your house. So bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910, 314-993-0910, or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Escape cabin fever and demand the sand with the Apple Vacation Super Sale, offering the best values of the season. With Apple Vacations, you pay one incredible price for your entire vacation package. So leave your worries and your wallet at home. 3 nights in Punta Cana at Grand Palladium Bavaro Resort and Spa start from only $921. Or make it 3 nights at Bavaro Princess All Suites Resort, Spa, and Casino starting from only $941. Both trips include nonstop air, all meals and drinks. Plus, with Apple Vacations, round trip resort transfers are always included. Call Altair Travel and Cruises at 314-968-9600. That's Altair Travel and Cruises, 314-968-9600. Hurry, best dates and hotels are going fast. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select May departures, including Charter Air and Frontier from St. Louis, and taxes and fees, including 9/11 security fee. $10 Dominican Republic tourist card fee additional. See airline's website for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply.
Are you someone who takes a multivitamin? Do your friends take it and talk about the benefits? Maybe a doctor has recommended that now it's time for you to take a multivitamin. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for a new multivitamin you should know about. It's called NeoVitan and is a blend of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that will give you countless health benefits. NeoVitan has been developed by a local physician, and it contains antioxidants which are believed to promote defenses against free radicals. Sensible doses of 20 different essential vitamins and minerals. It's called NeoVitan, and people who are taking it absolutely love it. I have been taking it now for the last couple of weeks, and there is an extra spring in my step thanks to NeoVitan. To find out more, go to neovitin.com. That's neovitin.com. Also available at Dierbergs Pharmacy in Edwardsville and the Schnucks Culinary in downtown St. Louis. To find out more, neovitin.com. That's neovitin.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
It's deer season, and time for huge savings on John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Get 0% financing, or choose from big cashback offers. Hurry in to your John Deere dealer soon. Offer ends April 30th, 2012, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Donald Farm and Lawn in Lebanon, St. James, and Jefferson City, or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Dead?
Yeah, I want to say yes.
Barry White's dead.
I don't know if Lou Rawls. I can't
I
remember if
Lou
he
Rawls,
died.
I don't think he's dead.
Who, Lou
Barry,
Rawls?
Barry
yeah.
White is.
I don't think Lou Rawls.
Yes, he's dead. 2006.
Lou really? Rawls is dead?
Yep.
Huh. You'll never find. That's his song.
He had cancer.
On the phone,
cancer,
a lot of people.
Brain cancer.
A lot of people confuse me for him on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
When I call. Mr. Rawls? No. No, it's Frank.
You'll never find.
You'll never find. We're going to take up the phone calls here, because if we don't do it now, we won't get to it till next hour. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. When I see the name Harry on the screen, I'm usually right in assuming it's Southside Harry. Is that you, Harry?
Yes, sir. It sure is, Frank.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I called to tell you that my wife and I were, we met Johnny Landoff Friday. We were in the pre-owned building. Yeah. And he came out of an office there, and he stood there and talked to us quite a while we were waiting to get the paperwork signed on a nice pre-owned that we bought. And those guys, those people up there, they are the nicest people, I'm telling you.
See, all the dealers say the same thing, but most of them are lying when they say...
This Dan that was a salesman and the other Dan, they both knew me from your show, and they said to tell you hi. And I'll tell you what, I've been to other car dealers before, but his people there are the finest ones that I've ever done any business with.
That's a pretty big statement. That's a pretty big statement.
Well, it's a true statement, I'll tell you that.
Well, what did you buy, Harry?
Well, this one Dan comes to our daughter's place and has lunch, and Barbara was telling him kind of what we wanted, and we got a 208 Malibu with 23,000 miles
practically,
on it. Oh, nice.
Practically brand new.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it looks like it just come out of the showroom. The people that had it, I guess they decided they wanted a bigger engine because this was a four-cylinder, and with the price of gas, I thought, that's a good deal.
I didn't even know Chevy was around in 208. That's only 208 years after Christ.
Yeah.
That 208, that goes way back.
Well, they were building cars then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if anybody's looking for a car, they're the people to go deal with, because they are the nicest people. Everybody there says, hi, how you doing, and all that kind of stuff.
I think they need to pay you and hire you as like a spokesman.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well,
thank you for going there. We appreciate it.
Hey, there's one quick thing I wanted to say for the city residents that want to go to the History Museum and see those displays with the prehistoric animals and the Civil War. It's free to city residents on Tuesday from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 8 o'clock in the evening. Any other day, it costs.
Okay. You just saved a bunch of people money. Thank you, Harry.
All right. Bye now.
Always a pleasure. Southside Harry. What's he been calling for, like 40 years or something?
Yeah,
oh,
man.
He's been
like
calling
that.
For a long time. Lindsay Lohan, Saturday Night Live. You watch it?
Yes.
On a 1 to 10, I give it a 5.
We had it taped.
What she did or the whole show?
What she did.
Yeah.
She was mediocre.
She looks like she's lost her ability to act. I mean, she used
to
be a really good actress.
She read everything. I mean, it's like she had no ability to improvise or to not look away from cue cards. And look, I know she's been through some stuff. And she's probably nervous and all that, but come
she's
on.
Been doing it since she was a kid, though. Yeah, I mean, she looked
weak.
Like a musician or an athlete.
If it
goes
had not
on that
been
show.
For the people around her to make her actually look funnier and better, she'd have fallen on her face,
yeah.
I think. I was not impressed.
And her face. Boy, her lips.
Well, she's puffed up pretty good.
Yeah, she doesn't even look like the same person.
That one sketch that they did.
Are you drinking?
Yeah.
What, the Disney one?
No, not the Disney. Oh, the Disney one. I thought that was pretty funny. But the one
everybody
that they
was
did,
funny but her.
Where they did the prison people.
I love that sketch.
That was so funny. But at the end, when they started cracking up, I guess Jason Sudeikis.
Sat down and broke
He knocked something off. Yeah.
And then they lost it. Which, to me, is funnier than the skit.
It was. And Lindsay was not good in that one at all.
No. She was terrible.
Yeah.
She was terrible. Kristen Wiig patting her down in the beginning was funny.
Yeah.
You know, checking her for... It was okay. But she is not what made it good. It was her part was just okay. I have to send you to the Body Shop in the St. Louis area, and then we're going to do a couple other things, and then we're going to have some news, and then we're going to have Jose Hernandez in here. So my advice to you, if you want to get to Jose with a technical question, is about 10 after, light these phones up, because there'll be three or four of you who get on, and it'll be the ones who pop up first. So about 10 after, unless you want to wait 10 minutes, you can call top of the hour, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Jose Hernandez will be joining us. Schaefer Auto Body Center has been on this show for 13, 14 years or something, and I'd like to think that, in fact, I'm pretty sure that hundreds of people have gone there to get the body work done because of the show. If it weren't the case, I don't think he'd still be on board. This is very simple when I try to tell you what makes this body work they do so good, and that is that you can't tell where they did it, where they stopped it, and where they finished. There's a thing called, I don't know anything about painting, but there's feathering, and there are techniques that the best in the business use that make them basically artists. They are artists. They can take a door or a quarter panel or a hood or whatever, and where there was one big dent, they repair it, and you look at it and you sort of forget where it was. You think you're going to be able to tell where it started and stopped, and you can't. They are very, very particular about their work. They are perfectionists at Schaefer, and that's what you want. That's what your insurance company wants. So when you have an accident, this is the name, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There are 7 of them. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it looking, Tim?
Well, not bad, Tina. Everything's just starting to build now. You may be getting a little bit heavier on westbound 40 now as you make your way towards McCausland. It is slow 270 through Basin. Westbound 70 looks good. Southbound 270 just getting heavier volume now. Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by New Centrum Specialist. Centrum Specialist, a line of multivitamins with additional support for your heart, energy, vision, and prenatal needs. Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is the Roofer for Lane House Construction. Has your home been damaged by the recent severe weather? Are you unsure if your home sustained damage and want it checked out by a professional? Call Lane House Construction. Lane House is fully insured, an A-rated member of the Better Business Bureau, and we've won multiple Super Service Awards for roofing and guttering, so we must be doing something right. We're factory-credentialed installers for Owens Corning, CertainTeed, IKO, and Atlas, 4 of the largest shingle manufacturers in the world. If your house is 15 years old or older, we also offer exterior home inspection services. This is a 37-point written evaluation that covers the major maintenance concerns on the outside, including the chimney flashings, damaged shingles, loose gutters, loose siding panels, and missing caulk, just to name a few. So this is a great opportunity to make sure that your home is in good condition, and we're waiving the $179 fee. That's right, we're waiving the fee. So call Lane House Construction for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 314-845-2166, 845-2166, or www.lanehouseconstruction.com.
The last 3 years, we've been literally in hundreds of homes replacing wood balusters with iron.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
And without exception, the change has been incredibly dramatic.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform with today's building codes.
I know a lot of people probably feel that this isn't for them because they don't have a big staircase, but you'd be surprised at how many of the jobs that we do are just simple 10-foot pieces of rail that where the stairs lead into the basement. I'd say the best thing to do is go to our website at thomasstairs.com, check us out there, and give us a call for a free evaluation. We'd be happy to come out to your house and let you know what your options are.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
Here's something I bet you didn't know. The number one grossing in ticket sales and income comedian in this country in 2011, who do you think it was?
Ooh. Number one comedian?
The number one touring comedian, filling more seats and more venues than Seinfeld or Jeff Foxworthy or Larry the Cable Guy. Who do you think it was? Wow. You won't believe this. Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he just coming here?
Yeah, he is. He's coming to the
Family
Arena.
Number one.
And he's been around for a long time, but just lately it seems
he's
everywhere.
And
yeah.
He credits the internet, YouTube.
I don't get him, really.
I do.
I like him.
But he's funny. I don't get, this number one touring comedian, that's unbelievable. I'll tell you some other things about him when we come back if we have time. Now I have to take a minute to tell you about American Equity Mortgage. You know probably just about everything I'm about to say. And I know sometimes things get repetitive, but that's the way you have to do it because, you know, commercials kind of, sometimes they click and you retain it, and sometimes you don't, you're not paying attention. I got an email from a lady this morning, and she's decided to buy windows, and she wanted Window World's phone number, and I thought, wow, that took a while, but sometimes it takes a while. I mean, it may have taken you a while, but maybe now's the time you finally decided to pay off your credit cards. Maybe it's today. Maybe this is the day, and maybe today, when I give you the American Equity phone number, you'll give them a call, 314-878-9999. It's going to save you a whole bunch of money. It has for thousands of people across the country. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't go away. Jose Hernandez is coming in. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.